Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, during the first week of February, we heard a message from John chapter 3, verse 16 about God sending his only begotten Son so that those who believe could have eternal life. Now, then last week, we started an actual series dealing specifically with the message of salvation. And in that first message, we heard how that salvation is by grace and not by our own works or deeds. So let's go ahead and turn the message this morning back over to Pastor Reynolds as he continues talking about salvation.
As we continue in our study concerning the way of salvation, or how you can be saved, read again the book of Philippians 2, verse 6 through 11. The Bible says in this place, "Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." This passage is talking about Jesus Christ. Before he ever came to this world, he was equal with God. The Bible said in verse number 7, "But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This passage tells us that Jesus Christ was equal in glory to the Father even before the worlds were ever created. Jesus Christ did not allow any thought of being selfish toward any kind of manifestation that he had in order to bring salvation to unworthy sinners. In other words, Jesus Christ did not appear on this earth in all of his pomp and his wonderful glory that he enjoyed with the Father in heaven to win his present glory and his present honor. But Jesus Christ chose the way of humility and condescension, and therefore earning the glory and honor that is his as the only Savior of lost sinners. If anyone wants to be saved today, they can be saved only through the blood that Jesus Christ willingly shed for them on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ, when he came into this world, was born in a manger. Jesus Christ looked like every other human. Actually, the book of Isaiah 53 describes that there is no comeliness about Christ that even we would even desire him at all. There was no crown upon his head or anything at all that would distinguish him from other humans. In Philippians 2, in verse number 7, Jesus Christ actually laid aside his glory. Jesus Christ emptied himself of all of the manifested glory and condensated or degraded himself to the place of a wicked, sinful man. Jesus Christ came into this world, and he was born in the likeness of men, but without any kind of sin at all. Jesus Christ lived his life on this earth as a man, yet never sinned even one time, as all other mankind has sinned. Jesus Christ satisfied his Father as a perfect or sinless man, and then took upon himself the penalty of sinners. Jesus Christ died upon the cross, not to satisfy himself, but rather to satisfy the just demands of God's law concerning sinners. Hebrews 2 and verse 9 tells us something about what Jesus Christ endured. The Bible says here in this place that Jesus Christ was made lower than the angels. But Jesus Christ was made in human form so that every person could see the grace of God revealed in the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Read Hebrews 2 and verse number 9. The Bible said, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man." Listen to what this Bible verse says. Jesus Christ was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Jesus Christ did not take upon himself the form of an angel. Jesus Christ never died that the angels could have life. But Jesus Christ died for us, that we might have eternal life. He was crowned with glory and honor. Why? That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. It was unmerited favor that God looked upon us with. We have everything to be so very thankful for, that Jesus Christ loves us and that he died that we might have life. Hebrews 2 and verse 14 states here, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is, the devil." One of these days, Jesus Christ will destroy Satan forever. I know that today Satan gives us much trouble and much difficulty, but one of these days Satan will be destroyed by the power of Almighty God. He will not be destroyed by our power, but rather through the power of Jesus Christ that he exhibits in this world. Think of that. What a wonderful thing that will be. The book of 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. The Bible said here that Jesus Christ became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It is not through anything that we have ever done. It is rather the grace and the gift of eternal life that Jesus Christ has so abundantly given to us. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin." That is, Jesus Christ didn't even know what sin was. He had never experienced that at all. But Jesus Christ took that all upon himself on the cross of Calvary when he paid for our sins on that cross. And why did Jesus Christ do all of that? The Bible states in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, "That we might be made the righteousness of God in him." You see, when we are saved by the grace of Almighty God, Jesus Christ freely gives us of his righteousness. Therefore, saved people stand before God with the righteousness which has been given to them by Jesus Christ himself. This is a wonderful thing that he has done. In the book of Isaiah 42 and verse 21, the Bible said here, "The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable." You see, here in the book of Isaiah 42 and verse 21, Isaiah is speaking of Jesus Christ, who many years later will come and he will appear in the flesh, saying that he would please the Father and he would honor his law. Jesus Christ was examined by God according to the law and found to be without spot and to be completely blameless. Just as the sacrificial lamb was examined by the priest in the Old Testament before this sacrificial lamb was killed for the temporary sacrifice of sin, God examined Jesus Christ, the Son of God, before he died as the permanent sacrifice for our sins. I'm grateful that Jesus Christ has paid the price for me because I could never pay it. I could never do enough. I could never be enough. But through Jesus Christ and what he has done for me on the cross of Calvary, I'm all paid up. When God looks at me, he says the debt has all been paid. Jesus Christ paid my debt that I owed. That's the reason that I'm saved. I'm not saved because I'm good. No, but I'm saved because Jesus Christ has been very, very good to me. Look again in the book of Philippians 2 in verse number 8. When Jesus Christ took upon himself the form of a servant and yielded himself to death, even the death of the cross. Read this, Philippians 2, verse number 8. The Bible said, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus Christ has paid the price. I'm thankful that he has. Do you know who can be saved today? Anybody that looks to Jesus Christ, they can live. That's the story. That's so very true. In the book of Numbers, the Bible talks about the children of Israel as they were wandering, and the snakes were biting them, and they were dying. And they came to Moses, and they said, we've sinned because we've spoken against God, and we've spoken against you, and would you do something to remove these snakes? There Moses made a brazen serpent and rose it up before the people. And the Bible says that any person that even looked could live. This is a picture of us, and how that when we know that we're sinners, that we need to look unto the Lord who has died for us on the cross of Calvary. Listen, it's so very true. All you have to do is to look and live. Look to Jesus and live. He can give you real life. I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad that my salvation is not depending upon me being faithful. I'm glad that my salvation is not depending upon me doing anything. Rather, my salvation is depending upon what Jesus Christ has already done, and Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I'm glad that Jesus Christ has saved my unworthy soul. Trust him today is our prayer for you.
You know, have you ever really stopped to think about the creator of this world leaving his throne to come and die because you're a sinner? Imagine any world leader today giving up their power, their honor, and even their life for someone that was wicked and vile and didn't even want their help to begin with. It just absolutely wouldn't happen. But the holy and perfect creator of this world willingly did all of that and more. And he did it so that you could be forgiven of your sins. He did it so you could be adopted into God's family. Now, if you'd like to know more about this, then I encourage you to log on to our website at independencebaptist.org. Check out the many different books, articles, and audio messages that are available free of charge. You can also call us today at 636-673-2180. We'll be there for Sunday school starting at 10, worship services at 11 a.m., prayer meeting at 3:45, and another worship service at 4:30. And actually, if you're able to stop by, we'd love it if you could stop by in person. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Well, our time is completely gone once again, but we do want to thank you for joining us, and we look forward to joining you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about salvation.